10, 2018, and I called the regular board meeting of the Roanoke Unified School District Board of Education to order. It's now 4:32. Roll call, please.
Lynn Ebenkamp.
Here.
Angelina Pride.
Present.
David Malkin.
Present.
Donna Friedman.
Here.
Carrie Chen.
Here.
All board members are present.
Any changes or items before from agenda?
Yes, staff has two changes to note. On item 8A, gifts and donations, there was a change made in that attachment. Mm-hmm. Schools First Federal Credit Union made a donation to the district. It was erroneously noted to the Personnel Commission, and the dollar amount was increased from $2,000 to $5,300. So Schools First Federal Credit Union donated $5,300 to the Roland Unified School District, and it was for Employee of the Year, the Professional Learning Conference, and for gift cards for the Professional Learning Conference raffle, as well as 30 baseball angel tickets and hat vouchers to raffle off for our Employees of the Year.
Okay. All right.
Oh, one more, sorry. There's also 8C24, the joint use agreement and lease between the Roland Unified School District and La Puente Valley ROP. The board agenda should reflect that the month would be changed from April 30, 2019 to June 30, 2019. So the expiration of the joint use agreement and lease between the district and La Puente Valley ROP will conclude on June 30, 2019.
Okay. And Angelina?
8B4? Yeah,
if you can put that one. 8B4. Okay. Any other items need to change? No? Okay. I need a motion adopt the agenda with the changes as follow. The putting out of item 8, which one? The first one is 8.
So it's 8A and 8C24.
8A, 8C24, and
8B4. I move that we adopt the agenda with the aforementioned amendments.
Lynn? And Donna, second? No favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So motion carries. Any comments, Dr. Mitchell, for the closed session?
No, none have been received.
Okay, so we recess to closed session 4:34. We have a flag salute. We honor the Latin Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Blandford Elementary School student Sienna Lay.
You ready? Come right here, hon. There you go. It's on.
Please stand. Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
Closed session report. Is there anything to report? So nothing to report on the closed session tonight. Next, we're going to move to the board of organization. I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Mitchell.
Perfect. Thank you. This evening we have significant number of recognitions, so thank you for everyone to come out and support our students and for the many items being recognized tonight. We're going to start to recognize our For Us Foundation Student Scholarship recipients. We have Albert Chen and Sue Pei, who are here to present these scholarships. Board, can we head on down?
Hello. Where would you like? That's really loud. Where would you like us? Over here. I'm over here. Okay. Really good. Well, thanks for having us again. We're the Friends of Rural Unified Schools Foundation, otherwise known as For Us Foundation. Our purpose is to raise funds for student scholarships and classroom grants, and tonight you'll hear all about the great recipients that we have coming up tonight. So just like to start off and saying good evening to the board members, to the community, and to Mr. Humphreys. All right. This year, the For Us Foundation received 11 outstanding student scholarship applications. Out of those 11 applicants, we awarded three $750 scholarships and four $500 scholarships, for a total of $4,250. Do we have Alex Joseph Moreno here from Nogales High School? Alex, are you here? Okay.
Are you Alex?
Oh. Alex is not here. Okay. All right. We move on to the next. Samantha Phillips. Yep, I just saw her in the hallway.
Yeah, just a minute.
From Merland High School, Samantha Phillips plans to attend the University of Redlands, majoring in liberal studies with an emphasis in elementary education and minor in mathematics. Congratulations to Samantha. Was there a picture? Is the picture done? Oh, okay. Diane Lamb from Nogales High School, is she here? Diane Lamb?
What?
I haven't done this in a while, sorry. Don't lean into it. Okay, thank you. So Diane Lamb's not here. Okay, Luis Marquez from Nogales High School? No? Thank you for clapping for my performance. Lauren Aguilar from Nogales High School? Lauren? Aguilar? No, Lauren. Okay. Milena Aragon? Hi, Milena. Oh, just pass that down there. From Nogales High School, Milena Aragon plans to attend either UCLA or UC Davis, majoring in microbiology, immunology, and molecular genetics. Congratulations to Milena. Haley Hirakawa? Haley from Nogales High School? Haley? No, Haley. Okay, so these are our scholarship winners. Thank you for joining us tonight. Congratulations to our scholarship winners. All right, you all stay up there while I try to master the microphone. This year, the For Us Foundation received 22 applications for classroom grants, and the board decided to fund five of them for a total of $5,686.73, while potentially impacting over 1,000 students. The 2018 For Us Classroom Grants recipients are as follows. Is Barbara Daniels here from Blandford Elementary? From Blandford Elementary, Barbara Daniels' project is titled Blandford Maker Lab. The For Us Foundation is fully funding her request of $1,936.54 that will create a student-friendly space
providing a comfortable and safe place to work on projects that incorporates NGSS engineering standards with collaboration and critical thinking problem-solving skills. Students will also engage in creativity and innovation and work on communication skills in the lab. Congratulations to Barbara. Okay, we have Vanessa Guadron from Hurley Elementary. Vanessa! All right. Okay. Nope. Vanessa. Okay. Laura Diaz. Is Laura Diaz here? Okay. Hi, Laura. Okay. From Stanley G. Oswald Academy, Laura Diaz's project is titled Hyper Duino Interactive Projects. The Foros Foundation is fully funding her request of $985.19 that students will create interactive poster boards with touch sensor LEDs to explain text, show the logic of programming coding, and identify parts of student model projects with Hyper Duino systems. Congratulations to Laura. Sharon Sidlecki from Shellen. Sharon from Shellen. From Shellen Elementary, Sharon Sidlecki's project is titled Moving On Up with Robotics. The Foros Foundation is partially funding her request of $1,000 that will continue the momentum for the fourth grade robotics program. 2018 is the second consecutive year that Sharon has received funding from the Foros Foundation. Congratulations to Sharon. Margaret Poland from Shellen. From Shellen Elementary, Margaret Poland's project is titled Special Needs Nonfiction Reading Centers. The Foros Foundation is partially funding her request of $1,000 that provides innovative and individualized reading, listening, and speaking centers to students with disabilities. Congratulations to Margaret. And these are our 2018 Classroom Grants recipients. Thank you for having us.
Good evening, board members, Dr. Mitchell, community members, families, parents, welcome. We have many students to recognize this evening for their outstanding accomplishments. This evening, we'll be recognizing our elementary students from the Science Olympiad competition. My name is Miriam Kim, and I'm the Director of Elementary Education. The Science Olympiad is a regional competition held between teams of students representing elementary, middle, and high schools. This competition is devoted to improving the quality of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It recognizes outstanding achievement in science education by both students and teachers. All activities are rigorous, academic, interscholastic, and consists on a series of events that must be effectively executed in order to gain points. Points determine if a team places honorable mention, bronze, silver, or gold. Individual students may also complete on their own for first through third place awards. And we will begin this evening by recognizing the students from Hollingworth Elementary and their Science Olympiad team. The coach and advisor was Mrs. Yvonne Hoffman. Do we have Ms. Hoffman here this evening? There were 14 students who competed and earned a bronze medal. They are Reem Tweld, Ray Tweld, come on in, Raylene Angon, Ariane Sampaga, Jericho Perez, Sean Anthony Beltran, Noah Moreno, Isabel Gonzalez, Natalia Ainsworth, Kristen Nguyen, Caitlin McCauley, Juliet Fonseca, and unable to join us this evening are Kari Fernandez and Jose Valadez. Congratulations to the Hawks from Hollingworth Elementary. We have their proud principal, Dr. Hoon, here as well. Congratulations, Hollingworth. Next up to be recognized is the team from Jellick Elementary. Jaguars never quit. That's the motto for Jellick Elementary School. A dedicated group of students and teachers prove that hard work, collaboration, and creativity pays dividends. This year, Jellick Elementary received a bronze medal in the LA County Science Olympiad. Our students came within just a few points of receiving the silver medal. They now have a new goal for the coming year. Not only did our Jaguar Olympians work hard on the day of the event, they hosted stations for the Jellick Family STEAM Night so Jaguars of all ages could participate and become excited about concepts of STEAM. Congratulations, Jaguars. And here tonight to be recognized, let's start off with Isaiah Alvarez Espinal. And with our coaches and advisors, Mrs. Buck, Mrs. Crosby, and Mrs. Galindo. Javier Bahena, Daisy Cedeno, Sophia Chavez, Corey Kofer, Samantha Kono, Katie Lynn, Alexander Pena, Marisol Piedra Bahena, Razan Salama, Alexis Tortola, Alfred Vergara, Isabella Yulo, Leah Davis, and unable to join us tonight are Catherine Aranda, Miji Jesu Mario Aguirre, Melanie Guerra, Amber Lara, Josue Maldonado, Alejandro Razura, and Sydney Vong. Congratulations to all of the Jaguars.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Jaguars. Up next to be recognized are the Rascals from Roland Elementary. The Roland Elementary Science Olympiad team was led by their coach and advisor, Ms. Brenda Perrell. This year was Roland Elementary's first time competing in Science Olympiad. It didn't take much convincing to bring these students on board to be Roland Elementary's very first team. These students demonstrated rascal pride in the weeks leading up to and day of the competition. They problem-solved as they worked through their events. They showed integrity as they competed. They were determined to do their best. They also showed empathy to one another as they supported team members on their specific events. We are so proud of these students for bringing home bronze. So come on up, beginning with Rafael Sakat, Arden Rangel, Ariel Shee, Samuel Deloya Gonzalez, Kuming Zhou, Maribel Martinez, Alana Butler Coronado, Michaela Wilkes, Ulysses Martinez, Eric Zhao, Arian Idris, Zaid Torres, and unable to join us tonight was Justin Maeda, Diana De Hoyos, and Anakin Fiege. Thank you, Roland Rascals. And we have our additional staff members here this evening, Ms. Tatiana Silva, Ms. Yolanda McCartney, Ms. Joanne Strasser-Duren, and Head Rascal, John Martinez, Principal, and again, the coach and advisor, Brenda Perrell. Congratulations to Roland Elementary. Next up, the team from Yorbita Elementary. Our coach and advisor, Mr. Yvette Martin and Ms. Marisol Cortez. The Yorbita Elementary Science Olympiad team of 16 students competed alongside the other Roland Unified Schools and earned a bronze medal for their performance at the Science Olympiad. Students here tonight to be recognized are Luis Chavarin, John Garcia, Stephen Jong, Annabelle Mendoza, Ruben Nieves, Jack Castillo, Jade Rivera, unable to join us tonight are Marcos Cortez, Jorge Malara, Jeremy Mestas, Andrew Ortega, Jahaira Ramirez, Gabriela Ruiz Virueta, Soraya Zarazua, Jocelyn Romero, and Michael Zabala. Congratulations, Cheetahs from Yorbita, and our principal, Mrs. Amy Grigsby, and our staff member, Ms. Lydia Narcisse. Way to go, Cheetahs! The next school to be recognized is Telesis Academy with their Division A team. Their coaches and advisors were Ms. Francisco Ortiz Smith and Ms. Lena Shin. On February 18, 2018, Telesis Academy competed in the 32nd annual Los Angeles Science Olympiad. Many parents and teachers came out to support the event and cheer on their team. The Telesis Division A team consisted of 17 proud Titans who brought home a gold medal. After the results were tabulated, overall first place was missed by only 5 points. Please join me in congratulating the Telesis Academy Science Olympiad team Division A for earning a gold medal. And tonight, we bring on our coaches, Ms. Francisco Ortiz Smith and Ms. Shin. Our students, Sabrina Barrett, Kylie Cervantes, Michael Kobar, Naomi Gonzalez, Lola Herrera, Angel Novello, Tiffany Hung, William Nguyen, Isabel Mirzo, Kian Oda, Jason Pio, Victoria Rodriguez, Daniel Tumalian, Tanner Yoakum, April Zuniga, and unable to be with us tonight, Isabella Delgado and Nicole Miranda. Congratulations, Titans. Way to go, Titans! At the same competition, Division B students competed on an individual level, and two Telesis students earned a second place award in the category of Mystery Architecture. Please join me in congratulating the Telesis Academy Science Olympiad team Division B for earning a second place award. And tonight we have one of their coaches, Ms. Josephine Wu, here in attendance. And again, Principal Mr. Johann Schmitz. And our two students, Thomas Aguilar and Bryson Hirakawa, who I just learned are not in attendance tonight. Yes. But we can take a picture with the teacher. Congratulations.
In high school, sorry about that, the Roland High School Future Business Leaders of America. And we have our principal, Mr. Mitch Brunier, here. Advisors Caroline Manukian and Daniel Luna. The Future Business Leaders of America is a national leadership and business education oriented organization that offers leadership opportunities and competitions in business topics. This year, the Roland High School chapter sent 40 competitors to the Southern Section Regional Competition. Over 850 students from 22 schools competed at the event. Roland High School students received 38 awards for placement in the top 10. You can clap, that's fine. For placement in the top 10 in various events, and 22 of those were for placement in the top 5. Those 22 students qualified to move on to the state competition from April 12th to the 15th at the Ontario Convention Center. The competition included 93 schools that comprised of over 2,100 students. 5 Roland students, Stephanie Guo, Joanne Kwan, Maggie Liu, Kimberly Kang, and Alexa Stefano, received awards for placement in the top 10 in Accounting 1, Accounting 2, and Personal Finance. Out of 120 competitors for Advancing Accounting, Stephanie Guo placed 3rd, and Joanne Kwan placed 5th, which qualifies them for both the national competition held at the Baltimore Convention Center in Baltimore, Maryland, June 28th to July 1st this year. On behalf of the Board of Education, please join me in recognizing the Roland High School FBLA for their outstanding performance. And joining us here tonight are Eric Burton, Kimberly Kang, Stephanie Guo, Hassan Ismail, Joanne Kwan, Victor Lee, Maggie Liu, Krishna Nathani, Samai Nathani, Katrina Pan, Alexa Stefano, Wing Yi C. To, Grace Wijaya, Victoria Wong, Serena Wu, Bo Jenny Zhang, and Jeffrey No. Unable to join us, but we should be recognizing them as they were part of the team, are Jonathan Chang, Chloe Hicks, Stephen Tsai, Tishwini Van, William Shui, and Jonathan Young. Congratulations again to the Roland High School Future Business Leaders of America.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Brunier, for staying with us, as we are also going to recognize the Roland High School Color Guard, Program Director, Band Director Jason Alvo, Color Guard Advisor and David Lowry, and instructors Robin Echeverria, Leah Kennedy, and Jordan Vies. The Winter Guard Association of Southern California is the largest and most competitive color guard circuit in the country, with over 300 guards competing this last year. From Las Vegas to San Diego, Roland was able to rise to the top of the ranks. The Guard earned third place to capture the bronze medal in the Scholastic Open Division, the second highest division out of eight available for high schools in the circuit. Under the leadership of Captain Head and designer David Lowry, instructors Robin Echeverria, Leah Kennedy, and Jordan Vizi, the Guard earned their highest placement ever for Roland's 50-plus year history. So please join us in congratulating the Roland High School Color Guard and their outstanding performance, and all Color Guard members are here today to be recognized. Clarissa Alvarado. Robin Chang. Crystal Chu. Phoebe Chuang. Crystal Joy Concepcion. Maggie De Leon. Olivia Flores. Stephanie Garcia. Iris Gomez. Brianna Hernandez. Connie Huizo. Cassidy Lee. Janai McDonald. Faith Mora. Madeline Moreira. Kaylin Narvaez Manalase. Oh gosh, I apologize. Sophia Sedano. Isabel Thuong. Nicole Wong. Gwyneth Wong. Erica Yan. And Inna Zerabini. Congratulations again to the Roland High School Color Guard.
You want one?
Huh?
No. You want to get one?
Let's.
All
right.
Yep.
Carrie, we're here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, recognize the...
The Blandford parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You may want to ask the people sitting in the back to move up. We can pick up to you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's up to you. They can stay back.
Mm-hmm. We have empty seats at front, so the people in the back, so you're feel free to move to the front. Yeah. Okay. So I'd like to thank the Blandford Elementary students, parents and staff, and the community members for providing refreshments at tonight's board meeting. Thank you. Right. So next is the Blandford Spotlight Report, a brief report highlighting Blandford Elementary will be provided by Suzanne Wong, sixth grade teacher, Vicky Schaefer, librarian, and the sixth grade students, Sienna Lay, Kylie Fan, Robert Schaefer, Alan Lee, and Faith Lee. Blandford?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Mitchell, cabinet members, Roland Unified educators and community. I am June Sakaue, and I have the privilege to be the principal of Blandford Elementary School. It is an honor to have students, teachers, and staff here to share some highlights of our school with all of you tonight. Joining me tonight, we have sixth grade students from our student leadership, along with their teachers, Mrs. Suzanne Wong and Mrs. Jean Escobar, as well as our school librarian, Mrs. Vicky Schaefer. And I'd also like to acknowledge our assistant principal, Mrs. Maria Descalar, who's here to support us tonight.
Hi, good evening. My name is Suzanne Wong. I am a sixth grade teacher, parent, and student council advisor. I am honored to be here representing Blandford Elementary School. I have been at Blandford since 2001. I've taught second through sixth grades. Currently, I teach sixth grade reading and social studies. I am also a parent of a third grader over there. She has been a Blandford Bear since 2014. She is fortunate to be part of the innovative learning at our school, such as number strings and math talks. In addition, we have many great programs and activities at school. Tonight, I would like to highlight one of these programs, Student Council. As an advisor, my role is to promote and encourage leadership skills. I am proud of all my Student Council members and especially my cabinet. They have been running meetings, making decisions, coordinating with teachers and students, and problem solving, to name a few. Tonight, I brought along with me Sienna Lay, President, Faith Lee, Vice President, Kylie Fan, Secretary, Alan Lee, Treasurer, and Robert Schaefer, Class Representative. They will share their experiences in leadership and other programs at Blandford. Here is Sienna Lay, Student Council President.
Hi, my name is Sienna Lay, and I'm the Student Council President at Blandford Elementary School. I'm very excited and pleased to be here today. Blandford has taught me so much and has helped me grow as a person. Blandford has many amazing teachers who help us and teach us how to be better Blandford students. Some even help with extracurricular activities that I'm involved in. One amazing extracurricular activity that we have at Blandford is Student Council. Student Council has given me the opportunity to be more interactive with our school. It has helped us become more responsible, respectful towards our peers, teaches us leadership skills, and work together with different personalities. Being the Student Council President has given me the opportunity to interact with both staff and students from various grades and has taught me so much. It has given me the opportunity to become a leader. For example, I get to lead our meetings and make announcements to the school. I also plan activities for the school and with the help of the representatives and the Student Council Cabinet. Student Council has allowed me to create strong bonds with the representatives. We work together and problem solve any issue that occurs in an activity. Student Council has also taught me to become a role model. Student Council, people look up to me and I want to act my best and be a positive example for all my peers. Although I'll no longer be attending Blandford next year, I'll never forget how much it has shaped me to be the girl I am today. Thank you. Next, we have our Blandford Vice President talking about our PAWS. Good.
Hi, my name is Faith Lee, and I am the Vice President of Blandford Elementary School. I've learned a lot of my leadership skills through Student Council. Being in Student Council, I am able to experience taking charge for something, especially being a Vice President. For example, when we hold meetings and activities for our school, I get to lead them along with my other Student Council cabinet members. I also get to build up my confidence and speaking skills through Student Council. I get to do this by presenting to my whole school during our PAWS assemblies. Our PAWS assemblies show off and recognize our amazing students here at Blandford. PAWS stands for Problem Solver, Always Dependable, Works and Plays Responsibly, and Shows Kindness and Respect. Each month, we focus on a different topic which gives a student a goal to achieve. Student Council is very honored to play a part in these assemblies. These are just a few ways of how Student Council has helped me build my leadership skills. Now I'd like to introduce Kylie, who will be talking about Student Council activities at Blandford.
Hi, my name is Kylie Fan, and I'm the secretary at Blandford Elementary. Today, I would like to share with you about our extraordinary Student Council program, which has personally given me the opportunity to gain valuable skills that will benefit me throughout my life. Student Council is a program that offers students the opportunity to lead, plan, and coordinate school activities and provide updates to students and staffs on the upcoming event. Student Council has monthly activities to create a fun and friendly school environment. We make these activities to get students involved with our school. An activity that was enjoyed by most was our Do You Want to Build a Snowman, which involved using pretzels, marshmallows, and candy to make a snowman. Another activity that was memorable was Change Your Name Day, which allowed students to get creative and change their names. The key skills I've learned from these experiences are leadership skills, public speaking, organization, listening skills, and how to effectively work on a team to achieve the same goal. It's definitely been a rewarding experience. Next, Robert will be sharing about our sports program.
Hello, my name is Robert, and I'm a sixth grade member of Student Council and part of the sports program. First of all, I've been part of the softball and soccer teams since fourth grade. This sports program, which includes softball, basketball, and soccer, allows students to take on leadership roles. It has brought me closer to different grade level students. As a team leader, I would help other students during practice and give them pointers during the games. I also feel that because of Student Council and the sports teams, I've become a much better leader and overall a better kid. I've tried to help as many other students in sports and academics because of the leadership skills that I've learned during our extracurricular activities. These are some of the main reasons why a lot of our students at Blandford are some of the best leaders in school, college, their jobs, and beyond. Now I would like to hand it over to Alan, our treasurer.
Hi, my name is Alan Lee. One of my favorite things we have here at Blandford are number strings and number talks. These are math activities that promote mental math and thinking outside the box. Thinking outside the box is a great trait I think all leaders should have, because it'll help them be better problem solvers. In number strings, we are given a series of math problems to solve in the easiest way possible using different mental math strategies without using the standard algorithm. After we solve a few problems, we find what these problems have in common and we learn a new skill to solve those problems. Our class enjoys doing number strings because since most of the problems aren't very difficult, I've seen usually quiet students become unafraid to share out their solutions. And when they get the right solution, it builds confidence in them, another important trait in leaders, and they are more likely to be vocal and share even more in the future. In number talk, we do the same thing as in number strings, except instead of having a string of math problems, we have just one problem. This also builds the two important leadership qualities, confidence and thinking outside the box. These simple math activities not only teaches math, but also teaches qualities I believe all leaders should have. Now I would like to introduce Mrs. Vicky Schaefer, our school's librarian.
Good evening, board, cabinet, and community members. My name is Vicki Schaefer, and I currently hold two roles at Blandford Elementary. I have been a parent at Blandford since the fall of 2000 when my daughter had started kindergarten. Sadly, this is my final year as a parent at Blandford as my youngest is moving on to Alvarado. As a parent at Blandford, I have spent many evenings at our family nights helping with the PTA, and for my first 5 years, volunteering nearly every day in the classroom. I was fortunate enough after those volunteer years to be hired as a librarian at Blandford. I'm currently in my 12th year. Last year, with Mrs. Wong and one of our great kindergarten teachers, Mrs. Wan, we started a sixth grade Kinder Buddy program. It started with one sixth grade class and one kindergarten class with the big buddies helping the little buddies pick out a book and being read to. This year, we expanded to 2 sixth and 2 kindergarten classes, and not only do they read with their buddies, but they help them with their sight words, do science experiments, and play games. This program is helping to foster leadership skills in our sixth graders before moving to middle school. We are hoping to expand next year to make sure that all three of our sixth grade classes have the little buddies. It can get a little noisy in the library, but the outcome is worth it. For me, I love watching the interactions between the big kids and the little kids and the mutual learning that takes place between them. Thank you. And now, Gina Escobar.
Hi, my name is Jean Escobar. I teach fourth grade at Blandford, and I'm also the assistant student council advisor. As you can see, Blandford is a great place to be within the classroom and with all of our extracurricular activities. Our goal as our school community is to build lifelong learners and future leaders because they are our next generation. Thank you.
We're going to get a picture of all of you before
okay.
you sneak out.
So, Jean, there's no sneaking out. Yeah.
Picture. Jean, could you get your students and get everybody together? That'd be great. Thank you. Nice. That was great. Nice job. All right, Blandford Bears, give it a big smile. I don't know, let's see. Alan and Robert try to find their spot. All right, there we go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Blandford. Amazing, amazing, good job.
Yeah.
The next is superintendent report, Dr. Mitchell.
Thank you very much. That's going to be a tough act to follow with those students and staff. For the Board of Education and I are very proud to have been part of several celebrations to recognize Killian Elementary School for their outstanding achievement, having received the state's highest educational award as a 2018 California Distinguished School. Last Thursday at the Disneyland Hotel, the school was honored at the recognition dinner by the state superintendent of public instruction, Tom Torlakson. And this past Monday, the Board of Education surprised the staff at Killian Elementary with cake and presented all of the staff with California Distinguished School lapel pins. This is an exciting and a little stressful time of the year for our high school seniors, a few of you can relate, as they await news of acceptances from college, career technical education institutes, trade schools, and the military. Each year, our graduates earn more than $3 million in scholarships and grants, and we're very proud of their accomplishments. We look forward to honoring our graduates at upcoming senior events at Nogales High School, Senior Awards Night on May 30th at 6 p.m., Roland High School Senior Night June 4th at 7 p.m., and Santana High School Senior Breakfast June 6th at 8:30 a.m. We invite the community to enjoy the talents of our string orchestra students. The Roland Unified School District String Orchestra Showcase is this Friday, May 11th at Mount San Antonio College in the Frederson Recital Hall. It will debut the district's new elementary honor orchestra with additional performances from orchestral students from Telesis Academy, Alvarado Intermediate, Nogales and Roland High Schools, and the Roland Unified Honor Orchestra. Also, our Employees of the Year. This month, we are proud to recognize our outstanding certificated and classified staff who make a difference in our schools. The district will be honoring each site's classified and certificated Employees of the Year at our district recognition dinner on May 17th at the Diamond Bar Center. We want to congratulate our District Employees of the Year who represent all of our talented and amazing staff. Our District Employees of the Year are Teacher of the Year, Olivia Nahar. She's an English Language Arts and House Teacher at Nogales High School. Our Classified Employee of the Year is Monica Valadez. She's a Secretary at Giano Intermediate. And our Administrator of the Year is Dr. Celia Munguia, and she's the Principal at Northam Elementary. I also would like to recognize this evening we have a number of donations that the board is accepting from a variety of different individuals and companies from our local community. One of the significant donations is from Schools First Federal Credit Union in excess of $5,300 for a variety of different programs that we have in the district. So we'd like to thank all of our donors for supporting our school district and our students. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Mitchell. The next is the student board representative. The first one is Santana High School. Santana High School here? No, so we're going to move to Nogales High School. Juanica Raro? Yeah.
Good evening, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, members of the cabinet, and members of the community. My name is Maria Ginicaruaro, and today I will be your student representative for Nogales High School. So we're coming into the last stretch for the school year. Although we only have a little less than 30 days left, we are still very busy with our end-of-the-year events over at Nogales High School. Our student leadership recently finished up applications for the 2018-2019 leadership team. Numerous applications were submitted and are being diligently reviewed by our future executive cabinet and advisor. We also have our link crew scouting around for current sophomores and juniors who are willing to guide next year's freshmen to discover what it takes to be successful during their transition to Nogales High School. While we are planning for a successful start for the future students, we must also leave on a good note. The seniors are currently preparing for the real world. Students have had amazing opportunities when it comes to their future. This includes the Adelante Mujer Latina Conference at Pasadena City College on April 21st. This was a great opportunity to hear about colleges and careers. Multiple scholarships have also been handed out, just like the NHS PTSA scholarship. Our seniors have been working very hard and will be awarded with future events like Grad Night. Grad Night tickets went on sale Monday, April 23rd, and is currently $100 with ASB and $120 without. Moving along to sports, we would like to congratulate badminton for the following results. For girls' singles, Victoria Herrera took second place. For girls' doubles, Fatima Macaranas and Giselle Tabur took second place. And for boys' singles, Fran Salisi took third place. We wish them good luck as they will be competing on May 15th to 16th in the CIF individual tournament at Arcadia High School. Another big congratulations to our Lady Nobles for their 7-1 win over Duarte. Our Lady Nobles softball is currently 3-0 in league. Destiny Boniles went 7 strong innings, completed the game with 7 strikeouts for the win. Good defense and hitting for the team. We would also like to congratulate our performing arts. Drama had a successful production of All in Timing by David Ives on April 19th and 20th. This comedic 4-1-act play was held in the NPR at 6 p.m. Along with this, our very own Noble Choir hosted their annual luau and performed an amazing show. This event was completed with beautiful decorations, a Hawaiian dinner, and lots of traditional songs and dances. Last but not least, congratulations to the dance department and Emerald's dance team for their annual spring show. This year's theme was Dancing Through Life and was focused on the empowerment of young individuals. I would like to humbly and personally thank the cabinet members for attending, and I hope you enjoyed the show. only a few weeks left, but of course, we still have future events coming up. This includes prom, which will be taking place this Saturday, May 12th, located at the Reef in Long Beach. The theme for this year's prom will be the Magic Moment in Paris. We also have our Spring Blood Drive, which will be taking place on the 21st of this month. Students 16 and over will be allowed to donate. Soon after Blood Drive would be the Senior Renaissance Rally, which will be taking place on June 1st. Our theme will be Pixar-based, and each class was assigned a Pixar movie. Freshmen will be Up, sophomores will be Toy Story, juniors will be Coco, and seniors will be Monsters University. The seniors will also be attending their senior memory night soon after at the pool deck. I am definitely looking forward to all of these events, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Ronald. Next is Roland High School, SB Speaker of the House, Nicholas Phillips.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, and members of the audience. My name is Nicholas Phillips, and I'm the student representative for Roland High School. Since the last time we met, a variety of things happened for Roland. On April 16th, we had our annual April senior event, BYOS, Build Your Own Sundae. Here, seniors were able to create their own ice cream combination with a variety of toppings like Oreos, whipped cream, and chocolate syrup. As an added bonus, seniors could bring a college rejection letter and receive more ice cream, making a sad thing into a happy thing. The next week was the countdown to the 2018 prom. On Wednesday, the prom court conducted dances during lunch. Each couple were gorgeous and had cute dances to entertain the crowd of people staring in awe at them. On Thursday and Friday, we executed the Every 15 Minutes program. We would like to thank Dr. Mitchell, board members Ms. Pride and Mrs. Freeman for their participation in the program. As a participant in the program, I can tell you firsthand the valuable lessons, information, and friendships that I've developed from participating. I would also like to thank the school administration and district support for this program. Saturday, April 21st, we had our prom at the Majestic in downtown LA. Seniors and juniors had a blast, and it was the first time at this new venue, and it was absolutely amazing. On May 3rd and May 4th, our choir program had their annual pop show. This was the last performance our choir program has, and it was 3 hours of amazing singing. It was at our community center up the street, and I would like to personally thank all the board members and district personnel who attended to support our choir program. Beginning this week, students began to take AP and IB tests. As you can imagine, this is a very stressful time for our students. These tests will go into the end of next week on May 18th. Starting this week, we had our Staff Appreciation Week. Instead of having one day of the teacher, we expanded the idea to be inclusive for all of our staff as well as be a week long. Every day, we are showing our staff how much we appreciate all they do for Roland and its students. Each day, they are receiving something small but sentimental, a personalized poster, post-its, highlighters, thank you cards, and even a staff luncheon. Throughout the entire month, we are having community service events each weekend. Each weekend, we are either going to a food pantry or a senior home and help out for 3 to 4 hours per time. At the end of the month, on May 25th, we have an end-of-the-year assembly for our seniors in which we celebrate 4 years of hard work and dedication. Later that night, we have a powder puff event where the senior girls and junior girls play each other in flag football and senior boys and junior boys compete in cheerleading. On June 1st, we have our senior sunset event where we watch the sunset on our last day of academic school. There, we have a barbecue and play games in the stadium. At 7 p.m., our comedy sports program hosts their last match hosted in the gym. Roland will host two award ceremonies, one on May 29th at 3:30 and the other on June 4th at 7 p.m. Both ceremonies are in the gym. Also on June 4th, we have our senior all-day event where we have a senior talent show, Mr. 2018, and a hypnotist. Our athletic program has excelled in the spring as our track, swimming, and boys tennis all were league champions. We wish our three teams good luck as they compete in CIF. Our track members will compete on Saturday at Moore Park, and our swimmers will compete tomorrow at CAF Finals at Riverside Community College. Boys tennis will play next week. Our final event that concludes my term is graduation, themed Embrace Today for a New Journey That Begins Tomorrow. It will be on June 7th, and I will look forward to seeing all the board and district personnel watch my classmates and I walk across the stage for our big day. It is a big moment in our lives and concludes one chapter of it. As a senior reflecting on my 4 years of Roland, I have learned and experienced that a Raider is supposed to be and embody it. I learned what a Raider is supposed to be and embody the Raider goals of being a thinker, communicator, and contributor. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas. Next item is a staff report. We're going to hear the update from the staff on school and the district safety. Dr. Mitchell.
Yes, thank you very much. So as you know, as a board, we have embarked on a number of significant changes throughout the school year to enhance safety across our campus. And so I have asked Mr. Flores to share with the board a number of those different reports. Frank's going to take a picture. All right, we're great. Okay, so Mr. Flores, could you please share with us some of the information and the work that we've been doing throughout the year to enhance district safety?
Sorry about that. I always try to get out of public speaking, so if I could try to get Frank to take some pictures, it'd be great. President Chang, board, Dr. Mitchell, and audience, thank you for allowing me to provide an update on the district safety enhancements. This brief presentation will center on three areas: site improvements, equipment, and personnel. School site improvements have happened throughout the district, and I would like to focus on three areas: the work orders, the fencing, and lighting. All work orders are prioritized with safety issues being given greatest priority. As you recall, we have over 500 work orders that are every month that our district staff complete, and safety issues are first handled. Over 4,500 linear feet of new fencing has been installed. When possible, 6-foot high fencing is replaced with 8-foot fencing. And as you can see in these pictures, we're also replacing some fence with vinyl coated fencing that is more attractive and actually will last much longer. All this work can only be done with the great employees that we have in our district. I would like to thank Chris Ferraro for his leadership and for all the maintenance department who on a daily basis provide a safe place for our students to learn and staff to work. Upgrades have taken place with our lighting. We have upgraded our LED outdoor lightings, and they have been installed under two separate avenues, district work and Prop 39 project. District staff has upgraded roughly 60 outdoor light fixtures with improved LED fixtures. And under Prop 39, outdoor lighting has been upgraded at Killian, Nogales, Romer, Roland High School, Telesis, and Yorbita. The district has been involved in the process of reviewing and securing upgraded equipment this year. The three major equipment upgrades are in radios, lobby guard, and cameras. This project with radios, this project began in the summer after we identified last year when we developed our budget that our radio system needed to be upgraded. The new radio system will move the district from an aging 20-year-old analog system to the state-of-the-art digital system. The radios proposed are the same as used by local emergency services. The radios are high quality and built to military specifications, providing resilience in all environments. The new radios will operate on digital narrow band, providing clear communication with noise cancellation. For safety of each radio has an emergency button that will, with one push, can send an immediate request for assistance. The radios will be programmed to support all district frequencies, enabling the radios to be used as a site resource and in the district emergency, in event of a district emergency, with the ability to communicate district-wide by simply switching channels. The current district patrol utilizes digital Motorola radios that are fully compatible with these radios, ensuring the safety of all staff and students. The district is asking the board to purchase 170 Motorola handheld radios, 30 base stations, and 42 mobile radios for our buses, 6 repeaters, and all associated equipment and installation at a total cost of $234,615 to provide a new radio system to enhance the safety for our staff and for our students. This upgrade will provide the district with a state-of-the-art, fully FCC-compliant, future-proofed radio system using high-quality, high-performance equipment. This was a very large undertaking, and it took several resources. And I want to thank some people that might be here, may not be, because it was a team effort led by Phil George, Kurt Slaughter, Rosanna McLeod, and Jim Burleson. There was a coordination, and we had to make sure we had the right system that met the needs for everybody. Lobby Guard is a new system that we're piloting at 3 of our sites. This system requires visitors to sign in with a valid government-issued ID. This ID will be verified that the names does not appear on a list that would not authorize the individual to enter a campus. This system will print a pass with a picture of the individual on the pass. This pass is a sticker that is worn while on campus. The RUSD Technology Service Department pre-configured all kiosk stations with standardized workflow in an effort to minimize the impact and implementation on the site-level staff. The standardized workflow includes configuration of parent, guardian, students, and visitors. The technology department, under direction of Kurt Slaughter, hosted a training event bringing all identified site contacts together. The district contracted with Lobby Guard to provide general overview and customized training. A survey will be sent out to all attendees to evaluate the effectiveness of the training and to address any gaps that are still needed. The kiosks are very new, and we're hope to gather information regarding the usefulness in the upcoming weeks to provide a recommendation of purchasing a system for each school site next year. Again, I want to thank Kurt Slaughter for his leadership on this project and also for his attention to detail. This year-long project of security cameras is coming to a close, and we're looking forward to bring to the board a recommendation of purchasing a district-wide camera solution at the June 5th board meeting. Tonight, we have placed an agenda item for the ability to purchase the system through a piggyback bid. The team has worked very hard researching different solutions, including working with an independent camera expert to provide the district camera locations and camera specifications. The team has visited other school sites, other districts, spoken to professionals in the field, and researched several systems, including working with Cisco and visiting their center at the campus at UCI. The solution will have us installing roughly 421 cameras district-wide. Recording will be for approximately 21 days, with playback, exporting, and timestamping will be available. The cameras will be set with motion detection, heat mapping, and video analytics to alert users as the event happens in off hours. Infrared images are used in low light and dark scenarios. Again, this project took a very long time because it's a very large investment of over $1 million, and we wanted to do it correctly. Again, I want to thank Chris Ferraro, who led this, with the assistance of Phil George, Kurt Slaughter, and this is a major, major procurement process that required either piggyback or bid process, and to make sure we got the best system and the best pricing, we did both, and that was my hands go off to Rosanna, who I think is here too. Although school safety is everyone's responsibility, we have 3 dedicated district classifications to support our goal of safe schools: district safety, district patrol, and campus aides. District safety. These individuals work during the day at a specific assigned school site. Currently, we have 1 dedicated district safety at Roland, Nogales, and Santana. Our goal is also to place a district safety member at both Giano and Alvarado. We continue to work with the Personnel Commission to fill these positions. This position will work with the site administrators as the lead safety security personnel on the site. District Patrol. This position provides support during the swing shift and graveyard. Members working the swing shift will visit schools and provide assistance when events are occurring, along with protecting district property. The graveyard shift provides assistance to our dedicated bus drivers who return from late trips and also will monitor the safe pickup of students from these late trips. May assist also in the opening of school sites when custodians call in sick or late and protect district property. Campus aides. They work at assigned school sites, providing a visible presence at each campus. Campus aides, along with all safety personnel, wear highly visible polo shirts as seen in these pictures. Our goal is to have 24/7 coverage, and we're working that to get to that goal. We still have to hire a part-time or two part-time individuals, but we are concentrating those at the weekends to not have, if we're not going to have coverage, not have coverage during the weekend on the swing and graveyard. We have also hired two SROs that are housed in Nogales and Roland, but also provide assistance to sites their stations serve. All of this work and this commitment of resources, energy, could not happen without the direction of the board and the superintendent. As an employee of this district, I want to thank you for making it safe for our district, for our students, and for our staffs. There'll be close to $1.5 million spent on safety equipment, over $400,000 more on personnel costs, and it's a commitment that you show, and we appreciate it. But we also understand that this is a process. It's not a one and done. It's a continued effort to provide a safe schools for our students and for our staff, and it's a continuing reflection and monitoring so that we can meet the needs as we progress. So thank you.
Sure. And I too would like to thank the board for their commitment to safety as well. As you know, that this has been something that we have been talking about and addressing and slowly working on for well over a year. Did you just walk away? Good try. And lots of action was taken in the fall of last year in terms of looking at radios and cameras and equipment and so forth, our vehicles, et cetera. So I just would like to thank the board for your commitment as well.
Questions, yeah. One thing that we didn't hear about, and I know this wouldn't fall under you per se, but maybe Dr. Mitchell can respond, is regarding professional development related to safety, mm-hmm. active shooter training for the staff and for the students as well, emergency drills. Do we have any of those things lined up?
We do. We have had it in place. We started, we did a major active shooter drill over winter break of 2016 with a combined effort of multiple law enforcement agencies. We used the campus of Roland High School and actually did a simulation multiple times of an active shooter to train, not only to work with training with law enforcement, but to train district and school staff as well. We have had law enforcement come and meet with our leadership team, and we've seen footage of some of the very unfortunate school shootings and been able to learn from that, reflect upon that, and be able to develop our own strategies and plans in terms of being proactive so that we know how to respond in the event. We do drills and work on campus with our students in a variety of different drills with our students. We have our school safety plans. And as we move forward into next year, we do intend to continue to enhance that process. Having two law enforcement agents on each of our, having one on each of our two comprehensive high school campuses, one's from Industry Station, one is from Walnut Station. They're also working with us and making sure that not only those two campuses, but all of our campuses have all of the proper documentation with the law enforcement offices as well as with other first responders so that they have all of the footprints and maps and so forth of our campus to be able to support us in the event of an emergency.
I'd like to request that we see annual professional development in regards to, like, the active shooter and those type of emergency drills, because 2016 is a long time. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you look at the news since 2016, how many events have we yes. seen occur at high schools mm-hmm. especially, and even at the middle schools and elementary lately? So I think that we need to be more proactive in that way and make sure that we're having annual training. Because we get yeah. different students and different staff. They need to know what's going on.
Correct. I just want to clarify, we do training even more often than annually. That happened to be a very, very large scale right. simulation with multiple agencies and Life Flight, all sorts of things yeah, that were there. So that one would not be annual because it's funded right. by law enforcement.
Yeah, I remember
but,
that.
Yeah, perfect. But yes, we do, and I think we can enhance it even further. And so thank you for that recommendation.
Okay. Let's see. Regarding the radios, who will be getting these new radios? I heard you say the bus drivers, but who else?
Thank you for that question. One of the things we found with our old radio system is that it was basically a responsibility of the school site. So we made mm-hmm. a commitment to actually purchase them for all the school sites, and we've actually one part of the research was to see how many radios each had, and then actually making a number so they had a per. Almost like a per high school, per intermediate school, and elementary school, so that everyone had the amount that we're going to support and also repair, because repairs were also put on the burden of the school sites too. School sites that had more radios, there was in one case I think a school had 20 radios and we're providing 16, but in the past maybe they had purchased 6 or 7 throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually offered to pay for 50% of the radio up front the first year to help them to if they really need 20 radios to get 20 radios. But for the most part, no one is getting less radios except for maybe 1 or 2 schools, but most of those were purchased by the school site themselves. And we have a commitment that we are going to maintain them also.
And then for like here at the district office, will Dr. Mitchell, Cabinet,
yes,
will you guys
be
have one in your offices as well?
Yeah, I just asked. We had the handheld radios for our Cabinet members. Also, we have base stations here.
Okay.
And we're also going to have some additional radios as loaners, so in case if something is down while it's being repaired, they will have a radio to use. And the nice thing about these radios, everyone's frequency will be on these radios so they could be able to use any radio. Okay. And it'd be really helpful for our security staff that goes to a different school site, and they could actually monitor that too.
Okay, just a couple of more questions. Lobby guard, who manages the list? Is that a DOJ list?
That's a Megan list. Lobby guard is updating that list and providing it on a daily basis for that.
Okay, let me see. I think there's one more here. Oh, and just thank you again for placing the SROs at the high school sites. I've been hearing a lot of positive things about that, and I myself am thankful to know that they're there on the campuses. And thank you for the information you provided today.
Thank you.
I have 2 questions.
Nothing.
The safety staff, the ones with the goldenrod shirts, are they our employees or a contract agency?
They're all our employees.
No, will they all have radios?
They will all have radios.
They will. Okay, and then which type of training are we giving those individuals?
Our campus aides are mandated to have a 6-hour training that we provide them because they're on campus. And same thing with our district safety and our patrol, but they have all, for the most part, have been involved in the academy and are and have passed that and actually have been trained through the academy.
I'm thinking specifically training, working in a school environment with students. Thank you.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you 2 questions, and Ms. Fry, the first question was about training. Are our schools and the departments going to get more training, like if there was an active shooter, or so they'll be prepared?
Yes, of course, that's something we want to assess and provide more training. Our principals, I want to say, do a very good job of actually doing the monthly fire drills and the lockdown drills. By code, actually, our principals are doing, some principals are doing more than the code requires, but they do that. We are looking and reflecting on the sheet that they turn out, that they turn in every time they do the drill of what can be improved. And that's something we need to look at to see what type of training, specific training we need to provide also.
So I saw Giano had a big major training. I don't know if it was a... what it entailed, but it was everything for a disaster, something bad happened. And so are the other schools, that's what my question is, going to be trained, or I don't know how many have gone through this training besides them, but also the departments that are not part of the school sites.
I would have to check to see. I know it was around 12 to 15 of our principals and staff members went to the LA County, provided an active training shooter maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't know if they brought that back and worked with their staff. I'm actually not familiar with the training that they did.
So by next year, all the schools will be probably trained. Oh, great.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, oh, yes, this lobby guard sounds wonderful. So if the pilot goes wonderful and everything's good or you fix the kinks or whatever, does that mean next year all the schools will have that, or what's the plan?
That would be the plan.
Okay.
But it impacts staff, and we want to make sure that it's something that's going to be a tool that's not going to hinder the staff too. We think it looks well, and we've had like three large group meetings where everyone's given input that they think that it's something that's going to work well. We just want to test it, we want to work with it, and we want to provide it. There's a second feature also, which is not for safety, but more of a convenience, because we ordered the system that has dual labels. So if someone was to come in from a doctor's appointment late, because no one's ever late to school, and they need to check, they could check themselves in with their ID, and then this way no one would have to give them a pass, which would be really, really nice and save some time for the
student. Wow, very good. Thank you. It was very impressive. Great report. I appreciate it.
I have a few questions. Going back to the active shooter drill, there's more than one level of active shooter drill, right? There's the big county one or city one or whatever they do, and then... does each campus also have their own active shooter drill?
So we do lockdown drills on our campuses. So we have not done an active shooter. It could be very traumatizing for kids. So we do, how do you respond or react? So we do different trainings with adults and staff when students are not present. And then with students, it's a lockdown drill.
One of the comments I've heard out in the community that it's well and good to do the big one, but then... everybody on campus doesn't really know what to do, only the leaders that are going to that drill.
Correct. That is absolutely a concern. And we participated in that, the big one, if you will, as you refer to, that occurred over winter break, for our own learning, and then determining where are some things that we need to shore up from the district perspective, our communication with law enforcement and first responders, as well as then the response. So we had elementary and secondary staff that were there, and just so that we could kind of participate in what would be, I mean, it was a pretty realistic and frightening scenario. Mm-hmm. And then took it back to leadership team and had lots of conversations with our district leadership team, and then have begun to develop different response plans. We have significant room to continue to grow in the area of training of our staff and working with students. And so just in order to be able to respond appropriately, because what you practice is what you can do in the event of an emergency. So we have room to grow.
And just recently, Dr. Mitchell dedicated a whole principal meeting to get input and to talk about drills with our principals, and that's where we've gotten a lot of information. And from that meeting, I have actually been working with both sheriff stations to have common terminology that our principals are seeking also when it comes to those lockdown drills, from active shooter to lockdown to shelter in place. So there's consistency amongst the whole district, but also we're dealing with two different, even though they're sheriffs, there are two different stations that have different terminology too. So working with Louis Denver and Hyman Moran to try to get some terminology together to bring back to our principals so that we're all training and we're all speaking the same terms.
I've also heard good comments about what's going on in the district safety-wise, but I wondered, how do the SROs and the other safety people report back to either their staff at the schools or to administration so that you can hear back from them?
Yeah, so we're developing with our SROs and actually their supervisors quarterly meetings so that we can discuss what's happened in the community and bring it back to the school sites. And also working at the school site with the principal, because the communication is essential with the principal there, with the SROs, and with the district safety. The district safety is going to be the quarterback for our staff, but working with the SRO if you're at the comprehensive high school. But it's really the district safety who is working daily with the principal or with the principal assistant principal to provide a safe school for the staff and for the school there.
And I've heard a lot about our programs and things we have going in the district, but what will some of the parameters what parameters might you use to determine whether it's a successful program the way we're doing it now?
So this is one program you hope to never, ever test. Right. Much of it is in terms of running drills and practices, as well as that lines of communication. We have three different law enforcement agencies that we work with, and so making sure that all three of them are in communication with us, and so that we have, again, that common knowledge and communication back and forth. I meet regularly and speak regularly with the two captains and one chief, so that we all exchange phone numbers and texts and communication in the event of where we need support or they need to exchange information with me as well. And so we know that we have very open lines of communication there. In terms, again, of evaluating it, it would be done through drills. And we have spoken at that meeting that Alex is referencing when we spoke with principals. We also did talk about as we head into next year and planning for next year, that we will be doing some spot drills that are unplanned at the sites, and where a cabinet member or a district office staff member will come to the school and with or without a first responder and put the school into lockdown or an emergency situation and then assist them with evaluating that. So no one on the campus knows that it would be taking place. And so an opportunity to do planned and unplanned drills.
Thank you.
I have a question about the radio and the training. We how many radios have approximately? How many radios? We have a lot of them. Right?
421.
We have,
yeah. 421.
For 407. More a few hundred.
For camera.
So, right. So, yeah. Well,
I think he said 421.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of radios. A lot of radios. A lot of radios. So, they happen if you don't train these radio users. When something happens, it's going to be chaos. Everybody's on the channel, and who talk, who don't talk. And if you don't train them well, and everybody knows it's your turn to talk, and you keep silent, otherwise it's going to be chaos. It happens very often when situations happen. So how do you make sure this won't happen to us?
So we currently do drills. Uh-huh. We have radios now, and right. We do drills. We do radio drills. There are base stations in the district and base stations at each school site. And one radio is to be always tuned to an emergency channel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we activate it. Brandy actually activates it out of our office when we run a drill. And so we test that communication. So in a district-wide emergency or if there's a major emergency, that we then go through a district command center mm-hmm. and on the emergency channel. Mm-hmm. And there's that protocol in mm-hmm. terms of who speaks and who doesn't
right.
That we do practice and train.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, with the new radios and the ability to move to different frequencies, different because mm-hmm. right now they have their site, correct me if I'm wrong, but they have a site frequency and emergency channel.
Mm-hmm.
So now they'll have the chance. Yeah.
You are on this frequency. So your frequency
they have an assigned frequencies.
You can hear this many people.
Yes.
And this,
right.
So everybody knows well and mm-hmm. knows the right frequency. And how do you make sure you know?
I think this is. I believe this is an opportunity for us right. to go mm-hmm. over guidelines, to go right. over procedures.
Right.
Radio silence is key sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Codes are good
mm-hmm.
to use.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be varying degrees right now at different school sites where using yeah. different codes for different things.
Right.
You don't. So sometimes people can overhear. You don't want people overhearing some things on the radios. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to go back and to build upon the stuff that we're doing right now and the trains that we do to provide some consistent language also for radio usage too for each site.
And we need to practice training once for all. We need to test them. If everyone has the ability to handle this.
Yeah, and that's something that the site leaders would monitor because they're going to have radios too. Mm-hmm. You always, as a site leader, want to make sure there's less talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's for emergency. So I know our principals are very vigilant to make sure they have safe schools and they have less communication. Sometimes less is more when it comes to radios. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll definitely review that with our site leaders.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what happened to the patrol cars?
We still have the patrol cars. They have been all painted white, and they comply with the law with the yellow amber lights.
Mm-hmm.
We are still waiting for some lettering for our contractor who's going to put some lettering for our safe school.
Then who are going to use it and how are going to use it?
They are used by our district safety.
Mm-hmm.
They will have one parked at each of the school sites.
Mm-hmm.
And then district patrol will also, we're also using two trucks for district patrol that will have equipment in the event that there is a window that's broken or anything like that, so they can board up the window immediately.
Mm-hmm. What is your plan for district patrol? You have a certain time and route during the day on how?
Yes, we have the day shift.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just district safety.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the swinging graveyard. So our goal is to provide 24/7 coverage, and we're doing that right now. But we're using people on overtime or subs on the weekend, and that's something we really want to work with. So we're looking at flexing our schedules of having people work midweek through the weekend and different options like that.
Okay. And my last question is, what kind of equipment they carry for those the safety staff, those people with the...
They're issued a district radio and a district cell phone.
That's it, huh?
Uh-huh.
No baton? No.
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 We weapon. You know, we highly believe that in developing relationships is very important and having people very approachable that have all the skills to provide assistance but also to develop relationships and be very approachable for the students and for the community.
We'll see. Okay. Thank you very much. Any more questions? Any more questions? No? All right. Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much. Yeah. So... The next is the written requests addressed to the board. Yeah, Dr. Mitchell, are there any requests? Three, okay. Right. Okay, I need to read this. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes unless extended further or limited by vote of the board. A maximum of 20 minutes unless extended by the board is allocated for each subject discussed. Ordinarily, board members will not respond to the presentations and no action can be taken. However, the board may give direction to the staff following presentation. The first speaker is Roy Humphrey. Mr. Humphrey.
Okay, first of all, thank you for all the good things you do. Leonard Cohen said hallelujah. David Hallestam said the reckoning. Harry Peterson, man of the year, said grand jury and shameful. And Buyao Lien. The Oswald woman of the year, Hazel, and company used the word transparency last meeting. And their exposure also vindicated and validated everything I've ever said in evaluating this district's board and administration. The Aldwall group used the word please in telling you to take care of their problems. Erin, you can see it on my YouTube site, 426 meeting. And when they should have said, you're fired. The campaign for replacing the board members who have refused to be honest about the past so that we can move forward. Yes, there is no place in a district for the three monkeys syndrome or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And Ms. Pride, the decades-old ghetto culture was exposed. And then it's to the bond oversight committee. It is shameful and should be suspended. And a lot of the parents here don't even know that it exists. And the next meeting's on May 29th. And I would now leave the swamp of deprivation, but for one thing, until this district assumes the video recording and posting in public meetings, I am the only window of transparency to and for the entire district. And then I'm quite upset that my picture isn't up on the wall here. Thank you.
The next is Kyla Lehman.
Thank you.
Hello, Superintendent Dr. Mitchell, Roland Unified District Cabinet, and Roland Unified Board members. My name is Michaela Leilua, and I would like to personally thank you all for giving me the opportunity to elaborate upon the safety and protection of John A. Roland High School. As a school, safety for students and faculty is the number one priority in terms of spreading education and learning for all students. Unfortunately, due to worldly circumstances that have arisen, including school shootings and other fatal events with firearms, safety cannot be regarded as an entity that we take for granted anymore. We must, as a school district, unify and do our best to ensure that students will have the safest learning environment when they arrive at school. Fortunately, Roland High School has hired a very reliable deputy on campus who not only is approachable but also is dependable in terms of security for our school. Students are now very comfortable in going to school because they know that there is a highly professional deputy who is keeping watch over them. As a student of Roland and a representative of the entire student body, I believe that keeping this deputy is very important to the future and safety of Roland High School. He has provided an amazing sense of well-being for our school and continues to serve dutifully for the students. While the school year ends soon, I emphasize that the deputy should be kept for future school years to come. Placing him upon campus will allow students to learn better and be more comfortable in an environment that is supposed to be comfortable. I urge that the safety for the school is number one, and the deputy on campus will allow this district to exercise the safety. We once again want to thank you for providing the safety through Deputy Kerr and hope for your continuous support for the next school years. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's Shane Lohman, Mr. Lohman.
Good evening, Board. As you could tell, I didn't write anything. I thought it would be a little presumptive to write comments on a presentation that I hadn't seen. And after seeing, I just want to say thank you. That was a great presentation. It did come after a lot of conversation amongst the board, staff, and I'm just really happy to see that the community is aware of the work that you guys have put in. I want to echo what our student has said about having the police on campus. I've heard from multiple staff that it is a welcome sight, you know, to see a car out front, to know that they're protected. It's unfortunate. This is the world we live in, but it's also the reality of what we live in. So I just, after seeing that, thank you for having this presentation. Thank you, Alex, Dennis, Dr. Mitchell, for the work you guys put in to do that. Thank you.
Okay, let's move to discussion action item.
All right.
Okay, the next is item 6A. Can I have a motion and a second for approved IQ Academy, California, Los Angeles, charter renewal petition for 5-year term beginning July 1st, 2018 and terminating June 30th, 2023?
I move. Second.
Any discussion? If you say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6B, and in the motion and a second to approve the new Participants in Learning, Leading, and Serving PLLS agreement between the Roland Unified School District and Grand Canyon University. Dr. Mitchell?
Yes. First, may we have a motion?
I make a motion.
Do you have that, Brandy? Great. All right. Thank you very much. This evening, I'm very pleased to thank first Frank Chang, our Director of Secondary Education, for working on another agreement to bring additional resources and support to our students in the district. We have three guests with us this evening from Grand Canyon University who've been very patient throughout our process and the start of our meeting tonight, so thank you for being here. We have Raul Ernesto Garcia. He is University Development Manager. We have Greg Cole, University Development Counselor, and Angela Phillips, University Admissions Manager. So welcome to our district, and thank you very much for being here, and thank you for your commitment to supporting our students. Would you like to say anything to the board, or are you just here for the photo op? And that's okay. both are perfectly fine. You don't have to speak if you don't want to, but you're welcome to.
Thank you.
As a manager, for the support of your staff and teachers as well, we look forward to serving your staff and teachers with their needs.
Okay. Right. Yeah,
the agreement, just can I finish? The agreement that we're asking the board to approve this evening is for a partnership between Grand Canyon University and the Roland Unified School District, which allows our students guaranteed admission if they meet the entrance requirements to the university, as well as a guaranteed scholarship of $4,000 per year for each of the years, 4 years that they're at the university, as well as a cap on tuition of a maximum tuition of $12,500 per year for each year that they're earning their undergraduate degree. And so that is a tremendous opportunity for our students. We have two staff members who weren't able to be with us this evening but wanted to make sure that they provided comment as well. Jake Magnus, who is the AVID coordinator at Roland High School, shares with us that over the past 7 years, John A. Roland High School's AVID program has worked closely with representatives of the university. In this, GCU has supported our students through paid school visits, scholarships, and internships. Several of our AVID students have or are currently attending this university, and each one of them has received some form of financial aid and support through the school to help offset the rising costs of post-secondary education. GCU's passion for education and desire to become better has made me feel confident that this university can further prepare them for the global society in which we all live. I look forward to not only Roland High School's working relationship with GCU, but the district's as well. Fiona Rizzo is a teacher at Nogales High School. When we began the conversation about developing the relationship, one of the things that GCU extended was the opportunity for what they call fly-ins, so to have our staff fly in to GCU and learn more about the university. And so we asked, Frank Chang asked if there was anyone who was interested in doing so to kind of scout for us. And so Fiona accepted that, and she shares with us, I had the fortunate experience of staying with GCU for 3 days and learned a tremendous amount of information about GCU from its history, mission statement, to its current status. I'm beyond impressed at the good work GCU is doing now. A couple of things that stood out to me is the affordable tuition and its generous scholarship amount. GCU provides many supports to their students, from one-on-one teacher help to tutoring centers. After visiting and talking to many student representatives of GCU, it is clear that they are well-spoken and well-prepared for their career after college. Personally, I feel that our students in the Roland Unified School District will benefit greatly from GCU and their support systems, as well as affordable tuition. So it is our recommendation that the board approve the relationship and the agreement between the two.
I just want to say one thing. This week, Nogales High School had their exit interviews from their career pathway. And so the students come and talk about themselves and sell themselves, you know, all the good things. Then they show the portfolio and they tell us about their future. Amazing. Anyways, one of the students was saying they're going to Grand Canyon University. So I just waited till she was done. And I said, and by the way, are you taking advantage of the scholarship? And she said, oh, yes. So I was like so excited. So it's so nice to vote yes on this. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I echo what Ms. Friedman said. I know that we have two students from Roland High School who are currently attending, and every time I see them during winter break, summer break, they're very happy. They really love the school. So thank you for taking care of our kids as we give them off to you. And we hope that you get to take care of a lot of them coming in the future. So thank you for this partnership.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you very much for the offer. that you're doing for our students. This is giving them a chance to go to places they maybe wouldn't be able to. So thank you very much.
You were going to say something? Okay. I just wanted to add, because I didn't say anything. So, in addition to what we do for your students, we do a lot for your teachers and staff as well. We have scholarships available for the teachers who want to go back for their master's or doctoral, or even like your classified staff who want to become credentialed. We have a lot of great programs for them. And one thing that we may not speak on a lot, but even the parents are with this program have discounts to go back to school as well. So a lot of great things that we encourage you guys to visit and encourage you to ask us about as well, because we love to help out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you offer online courses also?
So that's what I'm referring to. I'm the representative for online, so I help all of the non-traditional students. I come out, roll the red carpet out, and show them how to get started.
Fantastic.
Any more questions? Thank you very much for the opportunity to offer to our kids, and appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We need to vote.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Board member, can you take a picture, please? Sorry, exercise, but they've waited for this photo for a long time.
Okay, next one, let's see. Okay, let's move to item 6C, and in the motion and a second to approve the agreement between Roland Unified School District and the One Valley Consortium Teacher Induction. I need the motion.
I'll move.
Donna Freeman, move.
And I second.
Lynn, second. Discussion?
Swag over there.
Any questions? In all favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Okay, item 6D, I need the motion and then a second approved amendment to the Converse Consultants Company contract agreement, which increases the original contract amount. Need a motion.
I move.
I'll second.
And Don Freeman second. Any questions, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 6E, and in the motion and a second, discuss, amend, and or approve the Roland Unified School District Government's Handbook. Okay, discussion. Oh, need a motion.
Can I recommend to discuss rather than vote on it? I would like to recommend it for maybe voting on it after our changes next month.
Okay, what means that we stay this?
Just discuss it and or change some things and yeah, see the next
to discuss the discuss the minute and the
we won't have a motion.
We will have a motion,
but we'll have a discussion. Is that correct? If that's what.
Okay. Okay with everybody else.
Okay. Okay. To see if you have consensus, carry of the board for
yes.
A discussion versus an
approval. Okay.
So to see if you have consensus of the board.
We're consensus of the board. Discussion and
not approval.
Not approval.
See if you have consensus.
It's okay with me.
Yeah. So
yes. Yes.
Angelina and David. Okay.
So
we have this become a discussion item. No voting today, tonight. Right. So, discussion. Any questions on discussion?
Yes.
Yeah. Ms. Freeman.
On page eight, where it says all site visits will be arranged through the superintendent's office. That's great. Mm-hmm. But can we add if we're going to go in the classroom on the first bullet? Because there's a lot of times I'll go to an awards assembly or an AVID night, and no one needs. I just go. I don't really need to go through. I think that. It needs to be like superintendent's office for classes, like if we're going to visit the schools for the classrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, that's up to what the board's pleasure is. Our current practice is that when you are visiting a site, you usually let Brandy know, and Brandy notifies the school that you're coming, determines whether or not parking needs to be reserved for you, and that I think out of a courtesy, then we let the principals know that you're going to be there. You're not accompanied when you do those different items, but I do believe that out of courtesy to let folks know that you communicate with Brandy or the secretary in my office so that she is aware and can alert principals. As you know, there's lots of things where times change and so forth, and you know all of the work that Brandy does in letting you know.
So now I realize that one's not just, okay, I understand. I thought that was for the schools. So I know, and Brandy does an outstanding job with that. Thank you, Brandy. I really appreciate it. On the fourth bullet, though, then, an administrator will accompany board members on their visits. I think that one maybe needs to be added to classrooms, saying that we don't, administrator or staff person doesn't need to come with us when we go to other functions, whether it's an AVID night or just awards, stuff like that. What do you guys think?
I agree that maybe just add an administrator will accompany a board member on classroom site visits.
Yes.
But going back to your first comment, though, too, I think maybe a little more clarification on, because I see what you're saying and how the wording could be misconstrued.
Maybe not arranged, because you're not arranging me going to see an AVID night.
Mm-mm.
You know, you're just, you want me to RSVP through you, which is no
right.
problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Angie. I guess you
communicated.
Right.
Communicated rather than arranged.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds better.
And then on item bullet four, that would be our that's continuing our standard normal practice.
Mm-hmm.
What you're asking is we memorialize what is our normal practice now.
Right.
Right.
You're going to add two classrooms.
Yes.
Now,
and then do we need, I'm sorry, administrator / staff member? Because it may. Is administrator?
Usually it's an administrator that's with you, because that who has the keys.
Okay.
You know, we could be here all night going over each and every point in this booklet.
Yeah.
I have problems with it because I just don't like the way it comes across as. For me to be on a board, I don't like this representing me. And my suggestion is that maybe two board members work together and redo it. But each board member could individually send Dr. Mitchell things that they would like to make sure is included. Would that make sense?
That'd be fine.
To me, it would be a better way of doing it, because we're going to say point one and point two and try to make decisions here today.
And this is your document.
It's
this is
ours.
What, you know, from our study session in February and the charts that were all over the room, and, you know, this is where this has come from. This is your document as terms of the agreement that you have with one another, and the work is all six of us as a governance team. And so it also could be something that we could agendize for a future study session to have some discussion, because I think as well as it may not have, we may not have a common understanding of what we thought this would turn out to be.
Yeah, how so we would, want to use would, it, really.
There might have been some, is this a new board member handbook, which it is not. It's in a, I think when Luann was here and talking with us, she had shared, you know, it's kind of our mutual agreements to the way that we choose to work together as a team. And then, you know, as you know, she captured all of these ideas on all that chart paper and then put it in type form. But if it's not reflecting what you, then let's redo it.
Well, she had quite a number of pages on the wall, and I think she did a good job summarizing it. It's just that this is a, I saw this as a first cut.
Yeah.
Yes,
I did too.
And that we need to go through it, wordsmith it and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, over a period of time, develop it.
Sure. Do we want to put this on a future study session?
Well, how many more things would you like to change on it? I only have one other one that I would like to change.
I have a lot.
Oh, you have a whole bunch, too. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
I would be willing to work on it if another board member wants to, or two others
or
to
like
do
a
it.
Study session. Like
but,
ahead,
maybe.
But I do have a question. Is there, since it's our handbook or what are our guidelines, why couldn't we have a new member chapter?
You could.
Because there's stuff that new members need to know that, you know, they could turn to right away.
You could.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay.
So everybody agree? We have to schedule a study session so we can.
Want to do a future study session or a combination of Lynn's suggestion in terms of working in pair?
I think we'd get more done if two people kind of got together and at least added things and. Got
worked with me
back from you
sure.
when well get from you what other board members
yeah, sure.
write to you
sure
and after that we have a study
and then
session.
After that we'll have the study okay. session
yeah
it's so a, what are we deciding we're giving you our changes that we would like
I think what I heard was Lynn's yeah. request is to see if there would be two people that would be willing to work and Lynn has volunteered to be one of those two if there's a second board member that might want to be a part of a two-person team to take ideas and drafts and then everybody share them with me as well and then we see if we can so that it also doesn't take multiple hours on a study session I think is what your point is.
It is. Does that sound
does two okay. members, mm-hmm. you suggest two board members?
Yeah, we can't have three.
Can't have more than two.
So it has to be one or two.
Okay, I'll work with you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we're going to get ideas from the other three to incorporate.
Well, and then.
To me. They can
oh, to you, and then you'll give it to us.
So that we don't make sure we don't have a Brown Act
okay.
issue.
Okay.
Now, how about the rest of the rules directly go to you? Or,
yeah. So Angelina and David and Carrie, if you would provide your edits and suggestions to me, or if you already have them noted on your handbook now, hand them to either Lynn or Donna. And then
would there be a violation if we send it to them?
No, because it's their written notes. Yeah. No. I think you're okay.
Mm-hmm. When do you want the notes?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those two, will. You guys will set up a time. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like for me to join you at any point, even in those meetings, just schedule with Brandy.
And we've done without it this long. We can.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be next month or anything.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Lynn and Donna. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Like that's great.
Thank you. So, thank you. Good. CF. Right. Okay, 6F. We need a motion and a second to receive Concord with the proposed fiscal year 2018-2019 Personnel Commission budget. Donna move.
Second.
And Jenny in a second. Discussion and questions on this budget?
I have one. A while back, it was discussed doing a classification study. Is that included in this budget that they submitted, you know?
No, that is not.
It's not. Okay.
Any more questions? Okay. So those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item G. I need a motion and a second to adopt the new course, Automotive Technology, third, and the corresponding textbook, Modern Automotive Technology, ninth edition, 2017, published by Goodhart Wilcox for Roland Unified School students in grades 11, 12 for 2018 and 2019 school year.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
Second.
Can I want to say
discussion.
Donna? I wanted to say that the textbook adoption committee, I mean, when we went to see it, automotive class at Roland High School, Mr. Martin explained that this book has precision exams and students can access the online component for homework and interactive vocabulary. This book was huge, but it's going to help the students. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, I read that book a little bit, and and I amazing the
it is.
Oh yeah, I read the last chapter because they're very interesting. Let's talk about unmanned vehicle, automatic vehicle, and new technology, and that's very advanced. So the all information are in there. So I think for the 21st century students, we need that. Yeah,
so
it's all new to us.
Yeah,
we never thought about we're going to have a automatic unmanned vehicle we can ride on there without driver, right? Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. But this is it's become a reality now. So yeah,
I just have a question, Dr. Mitchell. When we have the textbook reviews, obviously we can't read the whole textbook. Yeah. What I usually do is think of a couple topics and I look them up and just see if, you know, what they say. Could we get a snippet, something like what Donna did tonight from the committee? Could they develop just even a short paragraph why they think this textbook is better for our students? Would that be useful?
Generally, in many that you've seen here, there is no other choice. And a lot of the AP, honestly, in terms of, I mean, when you look there, there are that because they're adopted from the state. So some of our AP and so forth, when we have had major adoptions like math and English, that has been made available. And that's a much larger adoption. And we have talked, we've had full-blown pilots, and we're able to say, and our teachers have come and presented to say, this is why we value this textbook over the other, et cetera. So when we don't have that, there generally is very limited choice that meets the criteria for the course that's been described and developed.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Mm-hmm. Okay. No favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, the next is 6H. I need a motion and a second to approve the course Advanced Foods and Nutrition and the textbook Nutrition and Wellness for Life, 5th edition, 2019, Goodhart Wilcox, ISBN number 978-1635673-076-3 for students in grades 10-12 for the 2018 and 2019 school year.
I'll move.
Donna.
Second.
I want to take Angelina, second. And
comment.
Discussion, comment.
Advanced nutrition class at Roland High School, Miss Stella, who used to be my daughter's teacher, explained several of the chapters and said that she really likes the visuals and graphics. It also has active exercises and higher level vocabulary because this class is for juniors and seniors with a prerequisite. She liked the online component with the interactive vocabulary and highly said that it's an excellent book. Recommends it.
Any more comments?
Yeah.
Got it. No favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. 6I, I need a motion and a second to adopt the resolution SO 17-18-17, Food and Fair Funding. Need a motion?
I move.
Need
second.
Donna, second. Any questions, discussion? No favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to approve the expulsion of student number 17-18-10 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective May 11, 2018 with a referral to the county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program.
I'll move.
Donna, move.
Second.
Lynn, second. Discussion, questions? One favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7B, can I motion and a second to approve the stipulated expulsion of students 17-18-11 from all schools and programs of Roland Unified School District effective May 11, 2018 with referral to a county or alternative school outside of the district for placement in an educational program. Need a motion?
I'll move.
Donna, motion.
Second.
Angelina, second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next to consent calendars. And I need a motion. Consent calendar will approve all the items in consent unless there are any items for or a separate discussion and in action. As noted earlier, item 8C24 was corrected to reflect the term date of May 1st, 2018 through June 30th, 2019. And in the motion.
And one more, please. Item
Oh, yeah, Watson. We have three items pulled, right?
That's right. Eight B4
is pulled. 8B4. And there's another one.
There was a correction. To the donations.
The correction for donations, 8A.
I think we vote on the consent minus the pulled items, and then we
right,
discuss
we vote
the pulled
item
items
first.
Individually.
So let's have a motion to vote the consent item minus the three items.
Minus one.
Mm-hmm. 8 before.
Yeah, right. Two were corrected.
Yeah. Correct. No. Okay. So I need a motion. I need the motion to approve the consent calendar minus one item.
I'll move. Minus
Donna,
item.
Move. Yeah. I need a second.
I'll second.
Lynn, second. Yeah. Discussion? In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. So then item
8B4.
It's on your discussion. 8B4, this one. Yeah. Right? Yeah. 8B4, this one. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need the motion and the second to approve the contract agreement between Rolling Unified School District and Taurus Academy and the Wind Education STEAM Challenge.
I move.
I'll second.
Donna, second. Discussion?
I will abstain from a vote on this because I used to do work for Wind Education and I may do future work with them.
Okay. I don't know if you say aye.
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 Recurse? Recuse? Abstain?
You're recusing.
One, recuse. Yeah.
Right. So four yes, one recuse. Yeah. Motion carries. Nice. So okay, let's move to conference section. Public hearing will be held on June 5th, 2018 to receive comments regarding local control accountability planned for the year of 2018 and 2020. And there will also be a public hearing on June 5th, 2018 to receive comments on proposed 2018-2019 Rolling Unified School District fiscal year budget. And we're now in conference session, board member comments. So we start from Angelina.
So just going to highlight a couple of things that I've attended since this last meeting, our last board meeting. The ROP student recognition night was a very fabulous night, and I want to give a special thanks to our very own Mr. David Malkin and his wife Terry for always being so supportive of our students and helping them with their college education costs. It's just really so generous of you guys, and I know they really appreciate it, so thank you for representing that night. The Roland Choir show was 3 hours.
but it
was good. It was a good show, and that's one of my favorite shows because it's the end of the year and all the seniors get to do their final hurrah, so it was a nice show. the Nogales Emeralds dance show. Their topic was related to social justice, and it was very intense, but it was a very good show. And the one thing that I want to comment on that is that group is very inclusive with whoever wants to be in it, whoever wants to be part of the dance team. And watching them for the last 5 years, actually 6 years, because before I was a board member, I went to their shows, watching how these students developed from year to year to year, to seeing the change in their performance and how they'd grown and their technique had improved so much was just amazing. There was students who are seniors now, and I can remember when they were freshmen and their performances then versus their performances now. The difference was just incredible. So just have to give big kudos to Donna Nelson on working with that team. It's just a really neat group of people to watch, a group of students to watch. And the Every 15 Minutes, this was my fourth year participating in that event, and it's one of my favorites. And I want to say thank you to Don Fernald, who still came back and worked with the program in Roland High School. It went off without a hitch. It was ran very, very smoothly. They were very efficient. I'm sure it was very impactful. I didn't get to stay for the whole event, but I'm glad that we continue to have that program, and I look forward to seeing it at Nogales and participating in it at Nogales next year.
Okay, first, I want to congratulate all the recipients that we recognized tonight. There's a lot of honors and shows the breadth and scope of our students and how well they do in all types of fields, not just in the classroom. And I want to thank all the certificated employees this week for in RUSD for their service to our students as the Week of the Teacher is celebrated this week. I also want to congratulate Killian for being recognized as a California Distinguished School. I got my pin on here, my lapel pin right there. And my wife and I thoroughly enjoyed the wonderful music and dance programs we attended this past month. And with Miss Pride, Dance Through Life. That was an experience. It's not just the performances, but the storyline that was developed for each of the performances. Some of them was very hard to sit through as a board member, but they were very well written, and they showed an understanding of social justice. And some of the dances actually brought tears to some eyes. I mean, it was excellent evening. Very heavy evening. And then for the past 2 days, I've been on one of the panels for Nogales High School for the senior project interviews that Ms. Friedman mentioned this earlier. I've been very impressed with the depth and scope of the knowledge of our students that I've interviewed. What really has impressed me is that in one day, 4 of the 8, they were the very first in their family to go to college. So it just shows you that, you know, that with the right program, the right mentors, and the right instruction, that we can break the cycle and get all kids, you know, so they can go to college and enjoy a college education. From career paths from accounting to medicine to counseling to small business owners, the students demonstrated a maturity far beyond the 12th grade. Their dress, their poise, their presentations were exceptional, and all of them shared how they went from a shy individual to a young adult with confidence and ability to speak through before a group after processing and going through this class in their senior year. And I want to mention that this is in addition to their regular caseload, so this is really a challenge for them to take on. However, this experience has also shown me the stress that students are under at this time of the year with college applications pending, future job interviews, and the possibility of moving away from home. And as one of our student reps mentioned tonight, also taking the academic test. Some students are also burdened with additional stress with personal issues at home and in school. Therefore, I encourage all of us to take time to listen to our students, give them words of encouragement, and give them support so they can be successful as they take this next step in their life journey. Thank you.
Donna?
Good evening. Thank you for staying. First, the awards were great to give out to the kids and everybody, and Blanford presentation was wonderful. Those kids know how to speak for student council was very impressive. And the safety report, thank you, Alex. It was outstanding. I know everyone knows that's our priority, so that's great. Check out my Twitter account, Dawn F. For kids to see pictures of all the events I've attended. While you're checking that out, go to Roland High School's Twitter page because they are tweeting the senior pictures that are wonderful with which college they got accepted to. So that's really nice. It has been a very busy month, and here are some of the events or things that I've attended since our last board meeting. Every 15 minutes, like Ms. Pride said, was amazing. The first day was a simulation of DUI car accident. I went into classrooms with Mr. Brunier, principal at Roland High School, and a reaper to read obituaries. It was very difficult and leave with a student. 35 students were gone for 24 hours with no cell phone. The simulation car accident looked so real, with real police officers, real ambulances, real fire engine. The makeup made the cuts look real, etc. All the juniors and seniors watched the simulated accident and a young boy being arrested. The next day was the assembly. Don Fernard was the master of ceremonies. There was a video. The first speaker was someone that lost her young brother to a DUI. The next speaker was a judge. And then I thought, oh, no, I can't take any more. And Dr. Mitchell says, oh, wait, it's getting worse. And I was like, oh, no, I can't take this. And so then the students read letters to their parents as if they were dead. Parents read letters to their children as if they were dead. So very sad. It had to have an impact on all the juniors and seniors that experienced this. It did for me. Okay, the next one. That was to just relive it. Oh, my gosh. What a great thing for those seniors and juniors to see, though. Okay, professional development conference at Nogales High School on Saturday. It was outstanding. 19 other districts joined us in the learning. 21 sessions were offered. Teachers complimented about the beautiful campus and allowing them to come and learn. They were impressed. I went to the math class with Miriam, and it was very good on math talks. Next one, Nogales High School College signing. Colleges were announced, and the students attending those colleges or universities were given an award at the luncheon. Then all the students signed their award, committing to the next 4 years. It was outstanding to see and talk to students about where they're going next year, and the young lady that I was talking to is going to Arkansas, and she knows no one there, but she's just going to leave and go, and it's really nice. Next, Oswald Academy open house. Alex Flores spoke to the parents about the rebuilding starting December 2019. PTA had their meeting. Fifth and sixth graders sang three songs, and the classrooms were filled with many parents, and classrooms looked great. You could tell all the hard work the teachers and students have done all year. Dr. Despard, principal, introduced me to the superintendent of Baldwin Park. His students go to Oswald, and he said, we have a great school district and is very happy with the education of his children, that what they're receiving. So that was a big compliment. Lastly, I would like to mention that I am so excited that we will be offering American Sign Language through Mount SAC at Roland High School and Nogales High School next school year. Thank you.
Thank you. Lynn?
Thank you. Well, to finish off the year, I've been attending as many open houses as possible. Performances at the campuses, and I'm really looking forward to the employee dinner coming up soon. Next week, I'm at the senior seminar, and we'll be judging the student presentations, and I look forward to that. Another word, kind of a serious word I have to say, is that several months ago, we adopted a civility policy for our board. We talked about setting examples for our students and the people who come to our meetings. We can't tell people what words to use or what to say. However, name-calling is never welcome. And because of so many wonderful things, because of so many complaints, one of the naysayers who attends our meetings regularly is missing a lot of good things that are going on our campuses. And I would like to hear a little bit about that once in a while.
Thank you. This month is Teacher Appreciation Month, and this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. And then 2 days ago, May 8th, is the National Teacher Appreciation Day. Everyone has a birthday and celebrate it. I mean, that for teachers, that's the day for the teachers to celebrate the the teachers just like they celebrate their birthday. So I'd like to thank all of the teachers for their effort to educate all the kids. Thank you. Yeah. And of course, the congratulate the Killian Elementary School for their hardworking staff, teachers, and the students to win that honor award of Distinguished School of the Year, and we celebrate it, and we all celebrate it at Anaheim and together with other winning schools. So it was a great honor, and I congratulate Killian School. And I congratulate all the honor recipients today. And you can see their face. They are very confident, and they are very honored, and the parents, they all smile and proud of their kids and the teachers too. That's a great achievement, and the whole life they will remember that moment and be honored at this ballroom, and that's a great encouragement for them. So, and I'd like to congratulate them and keep a good work. Yeah. And I went to several open houses and talked to the teachers and the students. One of them, I was in Ibarra and attend the music concert and the singing and the performance, and they did very well. And music is very powerful. I spoke with the music teachers, and I'm glad we implement the music program in the school district. And I can see the achievement. I can see the result, positive result on every student. So that's very, very a good achievement on the district. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Mitchell, for implementing the program. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, I'd like to thank David for your generous contribution. And I couldn't attend the ROP, and I wish I could be there. Yeah, thank you. All right.
Can I say one thing really quick? Sure, sure. I'm sorry, I forgot something very, very important in my comments. Mm-hmm. I have to wish my daughter, Mariko, a happy 21st birthday. She's officially 21 at about 6 minutes ago.
Oh.
So I can't call her, so I have to wish her happy birthday here.
If we're going to go to personal things, I'll say one thing, too. I'm going to be a grandma any day now. Oh, okay, my daughter's in the hospital, but she's not yet.
Okay, one more personal. I want to congratulate my daughter to receive her a doctorate degree in medical school this week and from the University of Health Science in Pomona in Ontario. Yeah, so she received a doctorate, DO, Doctor of Orthopedic, this year.
Yeah.
She went to Roland Elementary, Alvarado, and Roland High School. All right, so we need to return to closed session. We return to closed session at 8:31. I need a motion to join the meeting.
I move to.
Donna Freeman move.
Second.
And Jeanette Price second. Freeman say aye.
Aye.
Motion carry. Motion adjourn.
Meeting adjourned.
What day? 9:20. Right. Let's go.